This leaf is in your house. The branch of the tree is inside your house. So Gemara asks the question, if the terrace like are inside your chaser, or the branch is inside your house, so even when the balabas goes to eat from this fruit, he should also have a chiyuv truma semaisis first. Like we were talking about now, that it came into the bayis, so according to everybody, you chayiv and truma semaisis. So why is the balabas potter? So Gemara says like this, Bal habayis, the balabas, his mind, his eyes, is upon the tree. He owns the tree. So his main dust is upon the tree itself. And where is the tree? The tree is outside the house. The tree is outside the chotzer. The tree is in the genus, Samish Tamerus. Therefore, if you go bust of the tree, therefore, it's not Machuiv and Truma Samaisers. It's not called, it came into the chotzer yet. But for Lakeach, the one that bought this fruit off this branch, Ein of the Mekhoi, his eyes is on what he bought. And since he bought this branch, and this branch right now is inside the chotzer or inside the bayis, therefore the lakeach is mechayiv and trumas amaisris. So there's no steer with Rabbi Yani or Rabbi Yechanan. That normal, it's only mechayiv and trumas amaisris if the pears came into the bayis, or else according to Rabbi Yechanan into the chotzer. According to Rabbi Yani into the chotzer. Okay, Rabbi Yani is the one that said the bayis, and Rabbi Yechanan said the chotzer. Here also the lakeach is talking about that what he bought is inside the chotzer or the bayis. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true that a lokeach, somebody that buys fruits of somebody else, he has to give truma samaisa midiraisa? If we're making a diak now, it says only a poyol is allowed to eat from these peris without truma samaisa. Mashma midiraisa is a diak though, that a lokeach, if you buy it, then you are mechuyiv in truma samaisa. Is that true that a lokeach is mechuyiv in midiraisa? Is that true? The Yotani was not like this. Misneima chorvu chanuya shol beis hinoi sholoi shonim kodi mishlayim. How come the chanuya, the stores, shol beis hinoi, Rashi says, shemokam, the people in this city, that they were destroyed 3 years before Yerushalayim? Why? Misnei shehemidu divreyam al divrei Torah. Because they only did things the way the Torah said it, and they did not listen to the Rabbanan. Rashi says, klema, ma shosru madivrei chachomim, whatever what the chachom said was also, they said no, midiraisis mutar. They only went bust of the derais and not bust of the rabbanon. But I call upon them what it said in the Torah they did. So what does this mean? So what did they? What was this? What was the story here? Shoyoimrim. They said shoyoimrim. Aser tiaser. That's the prophet says before you eat. You have to take off truma semaisri. Like Rashi says, aser tiaser v'yachalta. The prophet says. So Rashi says treik roi v'smichel adodi. There are two psukim one next to another. So the pasuk mashma asa tiyase v'chalta v'loy moichet fuazarecha v'loy lakeach. Not if you sell it, not if you buy. It's only the one that grew the peros when he eats from it midiraisa, he has to take off truma semaisris. But not if you sell it to somebody else, or not if you buy the peros. So mashma midiraisa, if you buy peros of somebody else, you're potter for truma semaisris. True midirabbanon yechayiv. So they didn't dashen. They weren't machmir in the rabbanon. That's why this city, Beis Hinoi, their chanuyos were destroyed. But our kopon and yisim midiraisa, though we dashin, aser tiaser, v'loy lokeach, that a lokeach is potter from trumas semaisris. So how can it tell me before that a poyel is potter, but mashma lokeach is chayiv? The Gemara says true. Ela midirabonon. That we wanted to make a diach before that a lokeach, somebody that buys teres, that he's chayiv, it's only midirabonon. Who croas machta bialma. And the pasuk is only in that smachta that we make a drasha that just like the balabos could eat without trumas and maizros, who was in the poil, but not a lakeach. That's only in that smachta. But midiraisa though, even a lakeach, if you buy peris, also you're allowed to eat from it without taking off trumas and maizros. It's only zarecha, it's only your own growing. Peris that you grew, then you can eat without trumas and maizros. But if you bought them, you're allowed to eat them even without trumas and maizros, midiraisa. It's only midirabonin that you have a chiyuv. The Gemara says it so. Ela kinafshecho l'mayosa. Like before in the block before, we said that whole pasuk of kisava v'kerem reyecho v'yachalta kinafshecho is extra for drasha. They can't teach us halachas. So what do we do with the word kinafshecho that the worker is allowed to eat the grapes like the owner? What's the chiddush kinafshecho? The Gemara said l'katanya like we learned kinafshecho ma nafshecho in chasam tepoto, just like the owner himself. If when he's pulling off the grape, he muzzles himself. In other words, he makes it that he's offer that he's not allowed to eat the peres, it's mutter. There's only an issur, you're not allowed to work with the shor and muzzle him. But a work, the owner, he's allowed to, like Muslims, he's allowed to make up that he's not going to eat from the peres, b'shach he's working on it. So the same thing, af poyel, in chasam tapotar, the same if you have a worker working for you, you can make a tanai with him, I'll only hire you if you make up clearly you will not eat from the peres. Even though you rice in the mal yadaheta, but if the owner makes the peres a condition with you that you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat. And the chiddush is there's no iser of lesachtim. It only applies by a shor, bedishoy, and not by a person, like we'll soon see. The Gemara says, Mosiv Mazutra. Mazutra asks the question, Eizeyu Gurnon Lamaitroi. What's called the Gemara Malach, what's called the Gurnon, the final pile that you made of your peres to stay at Mechuyiv in Maitroi? Rashi says, Shiukori Gurnon, the Gemara Malach left Alem, Achilas Arai. That from then on, you can't even eat Achilas Arai. Vidaf Kasto, take off Trumas to Maitroi. So, in just Mustamas, after you brought it into the house, or both, you have to do this first and then bring it into the house. But it has to be a Gemar Malacha, then you're Mechuyiv and Trumas to Maitroi. So, the Kishurim of the Luyim, when you have cucumbers or pumpkins, Misha Yitkasu, when it started to blossom, when the blossom is there, Rashi says, Misha Yinto Pikashalem, Vu Prach Hagodob Roshoi, when the flower falls off it, that's called the Gemar Malacha already. For Amar Rabasi, Misha Yinto Pikashalem, it means when you pull it off or when it fell off. That's when it's called the Gemara Malacha of the pumpkins or the cucumbers. So my love, don't you mean to say Misha Yifkisu, that when the flower, the first flower falls off it, Afilu Basada, even if it's in the field, it's also called the Gemara Malacha. And also then it's also tedious, even in Achilles Arai, until you take off Trumas and Maitreis. So you see, you do not need the bias like Rabbi Yannai or the chos like Rabbi Yechonon, so the kashin both of them. Here it's mashma that your peres is mechuyiv and shrumas and maisois as soon as it's a gemar malacha. Gemara says loy, it means mishayifkasu babayis. Of course, we're talking about that you brought these fruits, these vegetables into your house. And even if you have a rias, and they have bias, it also has to be a gemar malacha. That means the perach, the flower of it fell off. The yochi is so the gemar is. Misha Yifkasu, what do you mean to say Misha Yifkasu? Atshe Yifkasu mi boile. Should have said until. Rashi says, Hoyul Lashmina Noto, the Yafa Baye Sayna Kavas Atshe Yifkasu, since you're teaching me a Chiddush here, that even though it went into the house, still it's not Mechuyiv and Trumas and Maisroi, until the pair of the flower falls off it, so it should have said a Lashon of Atshe Yifkasu mi boile. Zumar says, true, but Itano Atshe Yifkasu, if the Bryce would have said, that it's still potter and trumas and maestros, even after coming to the house, until the flower fell off it, hava mina ad gomar lipikusayu, until the whole thing fell off. Kamash malon, the chiddush is no, misha yifkasu. What does that mean? Mechias chule tikusayu. When the beginning of the blossoming falls off, the beginning of the pera, the beginning of the flower falls off, that's called the gemar malacha. That's enough to have a chiyuv trumas and maestros. But then it's still talking about that you brought it into the house already. Therefore, there's no kashin Rav Yannai or Rav Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, Mosev Mazutra. Mazutra asks the question, Pray the Rav Nachman, Gornoi Lamaisar, Lechayiv Olav Mishrim Tevel. What's called the Gornoi Lamaisar? What's called the Paris Havas Gemara Malach already? That now if you eat it, it's all satita without Trumas Lamaisar. Mishetik Mar Malachton. When you finish the work with it, as you make it now, it's final stage. The Yezeyu Gemar Malachton, what's called Gemar Malachton, Malachas Hachnesoson. The Malacha bringing it in, Hachnesoson. So my love, Hachnesoson, Afilo Basode. Doesn't mean when you brought it into your fields. So, of course, the Kashan Rabbi Yannai, you see, you do not have to bring it into the house. It does not bring it in just to your fields. So Rashi says, so my Hachnesoson. What does it mean, Hachnesoson? Tibirosoi. As long as you gather together all your fruits and vegetables, that alone is called the Gemara Malacha. So it could even be Basadis of Tichash according to both of them, both according to Rabbi Yanni and according to Rabbi Yochanan. Here at Samashmi, you do not need the bayis, or you do not need even the chaser. It's enough in the field. Gemara says, Loi, Hachmisosan la bayis. It means when you bring it into your house, Zeh Gemara Malachton. That's called the final process of the fruits. From then on, it's sasatidit without taking off Trumas and Maestros. But before that, it's only Yostim and Rabbonon, and only an Achilas Kfa, but not a snack, not an Achilas Arai. The boy is saying another there it is, Kikom Rabbi Yannai, when did Rabbi Yannai say, that you have to have the bias, the zeisim v'yanovim, only by Allah and by grace. The lav v'nei gurininu, that those things doesn't have a different gemar malacha. There's no place that you like pile them together. The place that you pile your grapes for yalis is by bringing it home. So Rashi says, "Hoem dem liachila." What do you do with grapes and olives? Eat them. The yafayim bechlal tchua ma'isa shlemen na torah. Feel on the ground inuk. There's nothing to buy. It's good often. Share lom kviyas acher. Since there's no other kviyas, it's coming into the house. Avochitim usorin. But wheat and barley, gurin behedjik sivvei. There the Torah says gurin. Rashi says, Gabi Chavis Shemes, and Yechim Gurim Leah Peris, Mikore Emo, the Tovka, Boshi, Yama, Marno, it was worth. This is different. Although the Morris says what? Avachitim Sarim Gurim Behedjik sivvei. So therefore, since it says a gurin by itself could be by wheat and by barley, any type of a gurin you make, even Vesada, maybe there he also agrees. That's called the Gemara Melacha.